Ulysses Campbell for Fantastic Forum. Godzilla Kong, the New Empire, is a reverent homage to the classic tokusatsu genre pioneered by Toho Studios. It is simultaneously serious and ridiculous, as implausible as it is delightful, with a foot in the past and the future. A sequel to 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong, the film extends the collaboration between Japan's Toho Studios and Hollywood's Legendary Pictures. Although the precise details of the arrangement by which Godzilla appears is not publicly known, Toho evidently remains satisfied with Legendary's handling of the MonsterVerse franchise as the studios continue their collaboration. In this latest installment, Godzilla and Kong are in an uneasy coexistence following their confrontation. Godzilla on the surface and Kong in the subterranean area deep underground, known as Hollow Earth. Both are constantly monitored by Monarch, the government-sponsored agency dedicated to studying and controlling the kaiju. The balance is destabilized when Godzilla begins attacking other kaiju and absorbing their energy, apparently in preparation for some major conflict. Kaiju scientist Eileen Andrews realizes her daughter Gia is somehow connected to the phenomena driving Godzilla. Andrews enlists the help of podcaster Bernie Hayes and zoologist veterinarian Trapper to undertake a journey to Hollow Earth to determine the source of the phenomena. But what they find may unleash a deadly danger on the surface that mankind is unable to avert. Godzilla Kong, the New Empire, features some familiar faces from Godzilla vs. Kong. Reprising their roles are Rebecca Hall as Eileen Andrews, Brian Tyree Henry as Bernie Hayes, and Kaylee Hoddle as Gia. The film also stars Dan Stevens as Trapper. Supporting players are Alex Ferns, Fala Chen, Rachel House, Ron Smick, Chantel Jameson, Greg Hatton, and Kevin Copeland. Despite the presence of some genuinely outstanding performers, the true stars of any movie of the tokusatsu genre are the kaiju. Not that the human characters are superfluous, well, not exactly. But from the earliest days of the tokusatsu films, the emphasis has been on the giant monsters, superheroes, and other science fiction and fantastic themes. Although my personal feeling is that the human characters are always central to the story, if only to keep it moving along and provide the audience with a reference and persons with whom they can more easily identify. Adam Wingard returns as director following his turn on Godzilla vs. Kong. And Godzilla vs. Kong co-writer Terry Rossio is joined here by Simon Barrett and Jeremy Slater. The story, while somewhat pedestrian, borrows from classic tokusatsu. And unlike some of the earlier Legendary MonsterVerse installments, I think there was a reasonable balance between the human characters and the kaiju. But fans of such classic Toho films as Son of Godzilla and Godzilla vs. The Thing will recognize certain themes and appreciate the nostalgic callbacks to that bygone era. Ultimately, Godzilla Kong, the New Empire, makes no pretense about itself. This isn't some highbrow, cultivated piece of cinema. There is a certain artistry to it all, but this is intended to be entertaining, and its raw appeal will be to fans with a particular sensibility and interest in the tokusatsu genre, kaiju generally, and specifically Godzilla. Although Kong gets most of the screen time and is the pivotal monster character for this installment, the CGI for these movies continues to impress. I realize that some fans have a faithful devotion to rubber-suited performers like Haruo Nakajima, and I have only admiration for the impressive body of work of such trailblazing talents in bringing Godzilla and various other characters to life over the years. But modern CGI is more effective in presenting these characters in scale than is possible with rubber monster costumes and well-crafted miniatures. The movie is filmed for IMAX, and you'll absolutely want to see it in that format. Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, runs an efficient 1 hour and 55 minutes, and quite a bit is crammed in. It is rated PG-13 for action, adventure, sci-fi, thriller. Some of the action sequences are rather intense, but should be okay for kids as young as about 11 or 12. A wonderful, exciting adventure with plenty of giant monsters in the grand Toho tradition. Especially fun for fans of the original movies. 2 stars out of 4. Ulysses Campbell for Fantastic Forum. Fantastic Forum airs from 4 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays on WERA 96.7 FM in Arlington, Virginia.